It happened. There's no avoiding it, no forgetting, no running away or flying or burying or hiding. Andy Evans raped me in August when I was drunk and too young to know what was happening. It wasn't my fault. He hurt me. It wasn't my fault. And I'm not going to let it kill me. I can grow. I look at my homely sketch. It doesn't need anything. Even through the river in my eyes, I can see that. It isn't perfect, and that makes it just right. The last bell rings. Mr. Freeman comes to my table. Mr. Freeman, time's up, Melinda. Are you ready? I hand over the picture. He takes it in his hands and studies it. I sniff again and wipe my eyes on my arm. The bruises are vivid, but they will fade. Mr. Freeman, no crying in my studio. It ruins the supplies. Salt, you know, saline, etches like acid. He sits on the stool next to me and hands back my tree. You get an A+. You worked hard at this. He hands me the box of tissues. You've been through a lot, haven't you? The tears dissolve the last block of ice in my throat. I feel the frozen stillness melt down through the inside of me, dripping shards of ice that vanish in a puddle of sunlight on the stained floor. Words float up. Me. Let me tell you about it.
Melinda has found her voice. She was able to yell when Andy attacked her, and now she is going to tell Mr. Freeman what happened. Melinda has also finally completed her art project. She has created a tree that is not perfect, but is still growing. She has figured out a way to deal with what happened, the way a seed finds a way to sprout, the way a tree manages to keep growing. As Melinda said, I'm not going to let it kill me. I can grow. I hope that this book touched you as much as it touched me. See you next time.